Back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. And as promised, right at 4 o'clock, we go to the guest line for the quarterback of your New England Patriots, Drake May. Drake May on a Patriots Monday is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with six New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com, by Windward Mental Health. Start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake, how we doing this week?
What's going on? How are you doing?
Great. We enjoyed a playoff victory. We haven't had one of those for a while around here, so I'll start there. You played in your first playoff game. You won your first playoff game. What was that experience like? Was it different than a regular season game? What was your reaction to postseason action?
I thought it was awesome. I thought the crowd was great. I think the guys were, you know, excited and amped up, and I think, you know, the best thing about it was came out there to win, and I got a chance to move on, and that's the goal every week when you get to these playoffs. Find a way to win, and we did that.
How was the ping pong with your brothers after the game last night?
Yeah, no, those guys were, they're funny. Me and my oldest brother Luke, we go at it. So I got the best of Luke last night, and then it's fun having him in town.
So the Chargers, I know you guys played a very, very physical brand of football last night yourselves. Chargers seemed up to the task, at least physically. Would you say that they were perhaps the most difficult defense that you had faced this season?
That's not to say that. I know they're a really good defense. I know they were physical. They were good in the back end. They played a lot of zone defense, and they're good at that. And then they brought some pressure up front, and the guys up front were really good. So we had a good task, tough task, and we made enough plays, and our defense and special teams played great and gave us a chance to win the game.
You said in your post-game press conference something to the effect that you didn't throw it all that well early. Do you know why that was? And when that's happening, do you know it? Can you feel like, oh, my throws are a little bit off, accuracy, touch? Like, what's that like when you feel that?
I wouldn't say that. I feel like it's just accuracy, just trying to be accurate. And at the end of the day, I think just finding ways to, get in the groove and find a way to, get the guys going and pick up the first down, which I feel like we did, but we just ended up stalling, later in the drive. So I think, in the red zone, we got four touchdowns here in the playoffs. And then from there, just, find ways to, like I said, come up with seven instead of three. And I had to do a better job of not turning the ball over.
So when it comes to something like turning the ball over, whether it's a deflected pass in your own red area or a strip sack, whatever, what are the keys to having a short memory and being able to bounce back after a play that doesn't go your way on the next drive or later on in the game?
Yeah, it's been the mindset all year. Just bounce back and find a way to you move on to the next play. I think the best thing that you can think about is there's nothing you can do about it. It's in the past now, and one way to make it better is make plays that help the team come out to win in the future.
How great is that feeling when you're on the sideline, you put the defense in a little bit of a bad position, but then you see Marcus Jones with a huge tackle of Herbert, and then they decide to go for it, and it ends up not turning into points? That's going to be a big lift for you when the defense does that for you.
Man, it's awesome. It's obviously a tough feeling when you put the defense in that situation, but it fires you up in the defense, and that's what you try to play complimentary football, and the defense was doing that all night, and we got to do a better job. But we're just proud of how they played, and it was awesome to watch.
During the week of preparation leading up to the game, did you think there were going to be opportunities like you had last night to scramble and gain some positive yards, let alone be able to rip off your longest run of the season? I think there was a point we all thought, oh, my God, is he going to take this 60 yards to the house?
Oh, man. No, I think it's really hard to predict, any week, whether those opportunities come. And I think just kind of feel back there in the pocket. And on some of the runs, I think I had some guys downfield and just felt like, the best thing to do is go down, get some yards and try to get down. So it's kind of hard to predict, type of scrambling and opportunities to find some rush lanes. So just try to feel like I can try to get on the move when I need to.
Where do you feel like you are as a runner? Because it feels like there's so much going on. Obviously, there's 21 other bodies moving all around the field, and to slide, to dive head first. Is that something that the experience you gain on a weekly basis, do you feel like that's valuable each and every game moving forward?
I think the best way to put it is, when there's a safe area to try to pick up the most yards, I think the best way to do is head first because you're still protected and you pick up the most yards. I think sliding, feet first is kind of a last kind of a minute deal when more guys are around, just because they spot the ball, where you start the slide and things like that. So head first is the best way to kind of get the most yards and dive forward, and then kind of the last urge is, feet first to try to get down fast. That's how I'm kind of approaching it.
Some big runs last night. Obviously, you've had some rushing touchdowns in the NFL as well, but I got to ask, what was that? What was the moment like when you ran the play with the double reverse option pass to where Chisholm looks for you down the sideline? Guess you guys practiced it during the week. When the ball was headed towards you, like, just how anxious was that moment? It's a shame it didn't connect, but for a second there, did you think, oh, I might actually catch a touchdown tonight?
Oh, I mean, I feel like I had a good chance when I came around the edge. Mm-hmm. Nobody kind of saw me. I was trying to be kind of, incognito. And then, credit Chiz for getting around there. And it's a tougher throw than you think when you're coming around there with guys coming at you. So that was a good call. And, hate we didn't, hit it and get a chance to get, a catch. But at the same time, I tried to settle up and try to give him an easier throw. And I probably should have stayed on the move for him.
Along those lines, do you like the expansion of the offense? We've seen wildcat throwbacks, double passes. Last night we saw a little option play where you kind of faked the pitch and tucked up field. Do you like, as they continue to kind of put more into the game plan and expand what you guys have in the bag?
Yeah, I think it keeps defense on their toes. I think it's got to be just one of those things where the offense dictates and the defense reacts. That's the best thing about playing offensive football. Is, we dictate, what personnel we're in, and then we just kind of the defense reacts to where the ball is, what type of play it is, and just kind of, giving the defense more things to think about and having more guys for them to think about is the best way to keep keep us, staying in, positive, football and to keep the chains moving.
I think a lot of people would put that touchdown pass to Hunter Henry last night, Drake, up there with some of your best passes in a pro uniform, if not at least for this season as well. It was a tough throw to make because you're kind of like, booting to the left, then you've got to come around, square your body, and then throw it kind of in between three guys. Any moment where you thought about maybe not throwing it considering the coverage they had and that Derwin James, maybe missed it by like an inch as you dropped it in over him for six?
Yeah, I felt like we had enough room to try to give Hunter a chance to make a play, and he did exactly that. He made a great play, and just glad I can come back and make a throw after I missed – I missed hoop on one that was wide open in the end zone. So, good to have one back. And, I think, just gotta, hit the ones when they count, hit them when they count. And, I think I gotta do a better job of doing that, but, hit that one there.
They, obviously have a great defensive front, great defense, one of the best you've faced all year. They got you a couple times on strip sacks. Did you feel like you held the ball too long? Do you need to get rid of it sooner sometimes and maybe just take the sack? What's the mentality there?
Yeah, I think there's definitely points where I feel like I gotta get the ball out, especially in scenarios we got guys that are running routes and looking for the ball early. I gotta do my part of getting the ball out in quick game and not holding on to the ball and putting those guys up front in a bad deal when they think the ball's coming out quick and it doesn't. So gotta do my part.
A lot of different things can be a key to postseason success. Obviously, Drake scoring lots of points, or great defense, which you guys had last night as well. And a balanced attack. How important, how gratifying has it been to have Ramondre in this late season resurgence that he's had for the offense? Because not only was he awesome on the ground, but I just thought some of those checkdowns you took when the defensive backfield was a little muddy and you hit him and he took care of a lot of the yards, like those are great. So just how great has it been to have him back like that?
Yeah, he's been great all season long. He catches the football really well. He gets upfield when he catches it, and he's great in third down with pass protection and making the first guy miss, as you saw multiple times last night. So I keep on finding ways to get the backs of the ball because they're great when they're underneath and they catch it and get upfield.
So you guys have advanced. You'll play next Sunday, but you don't know who, and the opponents will be on national TV tonight. Most football fans will be watching it. Will you watch the game tonight between the Texans and the Steelers? Will you be rooting? How do you watch as a fan? What will that be like tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be hard not to watch a game where we play the winner of. So just to follow the game. And I know it's probably pretty late, but we got off tomorrow. So follow the game and see who we play next year at home.
Yeah, I was going to say that one's up. That one's going to end probably well after the bedtime. You've told us that you hit up early. But over the weekend, did you get a chance to watch any other football? And do you take a special interest in watching guys like Caleb Williams? We'll say, obviously, you guys come out in the same class, him first, you third. Get a chance to see that great throw he made in the fourth quarter against the Packers with their season on the line?
I always enjoy watching, you know, playoff football games in the NFL. I have since I was growing up. So watching, you know, games and playoff games, and there's been some great games this year, and just to see situational football, see quarterbacks at the end of games making winning plays, and obviously Caleb made a great throw on that fourth down. So cool to watch for him, and it's been fun watching, you know, him and these quarterbacks all season long.
When you've talked to us, you mentioned the referees, your dark side might come out. You even talked about receivers, I think. Maybe you'll give them a harder time when you're a little older. Well, Steph Diggs said he wants you to be meaner. He wants you to be meaner as a leader, as the quarterback of the team. Are you taking credence in that? Are you feel like you need to be meaner to your wide receivers?
I think it's all just based about feel. I think it's based about feel, and you know, when the time is right and when there's a time for it, I think you can showcase that. So just the feel of when guys may need to pick it up, or you know, when I need to pick it up for myself. So just having a feel for it and just doing what I need to do to get the guys going. And I feel like they were, you know, in a good mindset and headspace last night.
And in your first playoff game, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you were introduced last as the offense came was introduced pregame. I think you talked about that a little bit in your postgame last night. Just looking back on that, a day removed and obviously with a win in hand, how did that feel?
It was pretty cool. It was definitely pretty cool to, you know, hear the crowd and get the lights, you know, get the lights, you know, turned off and got the crowd, you know, enjoyed, ready for the game. I think it's a cool feeling, you know, something I've never experienced, and it gets you amped up, excited, and wanting to play good for the home team and for your teammates and for this organization. So it was pretty special, and like I said, I don't do very much, you know, to get the crowd pumped up. So you know, they had me last, so hopefully me just jogging out there is enough. But they probably need to put Steph or Will to get some of the crowd into it. So it's pretty funny.
Did you think about doing something? I mean, obviously the classic one is the Ray Lewis down in Baltimore. But did you think about maybe hamming it up to the crowd at all, or is that just not your style?
Maybe a time for it at some point. I'm not going to, you know, say never. So I think there's a time and place for it, and we'll see.
All right, the time and place right now is for May or May Not.
May or May Not.
It's time for a weekly peek.
May or May Not.
Inside the likes, loves, mind, and style
may
of New England's
not.
Quarterback.
May or May Not.
May Not.
On WEEI Afternoons.
So, Drake, you're clearly settling in as a Bostonian, a New Englander, and you've noted some of the differences between the South and the North. So the first question I have for you about our drivers around here, we have reputations. Road rage, may or may not.
Road rage. I'm a road rage. I'm a road rager. I think, you know, to be on the road and be driving, you got to be cognizant of the drivers around you and be willing to, you know, get a different lane if you're going slow or let somebody over if they're getting over. So I think having a good feel for driving the car, and I think that's I haven't had too many problems up here in Massachusetts.
Yeah, we're going on several hundred years of still trying to figure out how to drive up this way. So apologies on behalf of everyone. So I saw that your wife had another viral moment. She did a pizza review with Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports. May or may not reviewing food on camera.
Reviewing food on camera. I'm gonna leave that for my wife. I think I'll probably, you know, don't want to get put in a spot where you feel like you kind of got to rate it high, just because you kind of feel bad for the place, and if you don't like it, you kind of just have to lie. So if I'm gonna be honest, if I'm on camera, so I'd probably rather choose to be off camera.
All right. So you guys are playing football in the Northeast in January. You got another home game coming up. It was pretty nice last night, honestly, a little chilly, but not much else. But that had me wondering, football in the snow, that classic Snow Bowl game played 25 years ago in New England, may or may not.
I think it's sweet. I think it's sweet. As I said, it's not too bad. You know, when you're throwing in the snow, you know, rain's probably worse. So I think it'd be cool to be out there in the snow. And I think the offense is at the advantage. So, you know, never mind that.
I always enjoy the post game videos of her reacting to the Patriots, usually in victory. I'm not sure if you've had a chance to spend much time around Cardi B, but having fun around hip hop royalty, may or may not.
Oh, for sure. If it's one of my teammates, and they, you'll have them around, and obviously have them, you know, close in their lives. I'm always a fan of, you know, being around somebody that I feel like I got to know and can support and share good times with.
So your wife let it slip in the Portnoy video that your gift to the offensive linemen were saunas. So for you, sauna, time in the sauna, may or may not.
Oh, for sure. You know, I love getting in the sauna, getting the sweat in, and you know, after the game, and enjoy, you know, getting a little sweat and trying to, you know, keep my weight under the weight limit for Frank in the weight room.
They're the absolute best. And on the subject earlier of the food reviews, I'm sure you're a big pizza fan as well. A lot of good pizza up this way. But veggies on pizza, may or may not.
May not. I'm not a huge veggie guy on pizza. I will say pineapple on pizza. I'll go pineapple on pizza.
Okay. What is your favorite pizza of all? Because your wife was obviously looking for a go-to pizza place. What's your favorite type of pizza to get when you find that good
place? Pizza? I'm just a classic pepperoni guy. It's you know, I find a good classic pepperoni spot. That's where you'll find me.
All right, time now for the quarterback question of the week. The quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. The question comes from Paul in Providence, and he writes, people say the NFL is wide open this year and any team in the field could go to the Super Bowl. So, deep down in places maybe you don't talk about at parties, have you let your mind kind of wander? Have you thought about playing in the Super Bowl?
No, I think that's what you dream about. That's what you kind of get in the offseason and the OTAs, and that's kind of the time where you think about, you know, man, what would it be like to get to that game? And you hear other teammates and coaches just tell stories about it. But really in the time of it, you're just trying to go 1 week at a time and try not to think about, you know, the end goal and try to just do whatever you can to survive another week and get to the next game.
All right, Drake, appreciate you joining us. Congratulations on the win last night. Good luck with whichever opponent, whether it's the Texans or the Steelers, you'll face next Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Go Pats.
Thanks, Drake. Drake May, the quarterback of the New England Patriots, snuck that little Go Pats in there. I love when he does the Go
Not
Pats.
Not sweet, though. I like the sweet.
I like the Go Pats on the field when he does. It might have been Melissa Stark yesterday. I forget who it was. Yep. And he finishes up and he turns to run. Go Pats! And he like jogs off as he yells Go Pats. Although I kind of hate those interviews. I don't really need those.
You don't get anything? So, well, you should have asked him, you know, on-field interviews, may or may not.
Oh, that was actually, I had that as fourth in my list in case I needed like a fallback to go to. Because I like Rodney Harrison and Tony Dungy do those interviews for NBC.
They're useless.
And awful.
Who's got, by the way, the worst ones, Andy, can we just like right now, the ones with the coaches like, hey, I've got 15 minutes from the time the half ends to run inside, check on the health and well-being of my team, address them, make in-game halftime adjustments, and get back out in the field for kickoff. Oh, I have to stop and talk to Melissa Stark or, you know, whomever and like answer 2 inane questions. Like, sorry, that just seems like the biggest waste of time.
I also love how we just finished our interview with the quarterback and we're ripping when people do other interviews with Drake May and coaches and things on the field. 617-779-7937. Do you have any reaction to anything Drake May said? He kind of admitted there in Paul's quarterback question of the week that he's thought about playing in the Super Bowl, but I get it. They all have. That's why they play the game. That's
Paul,
the dream.
And Providence, yep. Ted and Taunton, I'm noticing something.
I like to pick guys and women and gals that maybe have a little alliteration if they have a good question. That might be the tiebreaker. 617-779-7937. Your calls, and we continue to break down Drake May. Where is he at in the hierarchy of NFL quarterbacks? I'll tell you, he moved on. He's in the final four of the AFC in his first season as a full-time starter. He's undefeated in the postseason. That's right, baby. Drake May, an undefeated playoff quarterback. We'll break that down up next here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Patriots beat the Los Angeles Chargers last night at Gillette Stadium in the AFC's wild card round. The final score was 16-3 as New England picked up its first playoff win since the 2018 season. The Patriots led 9-3 through three quarters on 3 made field goals from Andy Borogalis. New England's offense would put the game out of the reach at the 9:45 mark of the fourth quarter as a 7-play, 80-yard drive was capped off by a Hunter Henry 28-yard touchdown reception. Patriots quarterback Drake May finished the day 17 of 29 with 268 passing yards, a touchdown, and a pick. He also ran it 10 times for 66 yards. In the game, May became the youngest player in NFL history with 250 or more passing yards and 50 or more rushing yards in a playoff victory. If you missed our conversation with Patriots quarterback Drake May, you can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search WEEI Afternoons. New England will host the winner of tonight's game at Gillette on Sunday at either 3 or 6:30 p.m. Tonight, wildcard weekend concludes with an AFC matchup as the fifth-seeded Texans visit the fourth-seeded Steelers. Kickoff is at 8:15. Coverage via Westwood One begins here on WEEI at 7 p.m. The Celtics are in Indiana tonight to take on the Pacers. Tip-off is at 7:30. Boston has alternated wins and losses over their last four games, most recently losing to the Spurs at the Garden on Saturday. Jaylen Brown is listed as doubtful for tonight's game with lower back spasms. Sam Hauser is questionable with right hamstring tightness, and Josh Minot is out for tonight's game with a left ankle sprain. The Bruins swept their two games over the weekend. They stomped the Rangers 10-2 on Saturday, with seven of the goals coming from Marat Khuznadinov and Pavel Zacha. They then beat the Penguins 1-0 yesterday afternoon. Jonas Korpisalo made 27 saves in the shutout effort. And over the weekend, now former Red Sox third baseman Alex Bregman signed with the Cubs on a five-year, $175 million contract that includes a full no-trade clause. Make this your year, the year you stop saying, I can't, I tried, I'll do it later. Choose Awaken 180 Weight Loss and join the thousands who have said, I did it. No meds, no gimmicks, only results at Awaken180WeightLoss.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.